And Ajahn Yamaro gives that wonderful example of that he had of when he was at Amaravati, and person who I think from New York, American anyway, I think he was from New York, who was requested to come to stay at Amaravati. I think this was in the late 80s, something like that. And he had been diagnosed with AIDS. And in those days, there was no really effective treatment. So that basically, sort of facing a death sentence and sort of imminent death, and feeling that, you know, what he really wanted to do was spend as much as his energy and health allowed to be in a spiritual community and practice the Dhamma. And he told the situation and also that as of yet the symptoms haven't been are not extreme. asked to come to live in the community, so that he was accepted. and was living and practicing. And would go into the city from time to time for medical checkups and just to keep track of what was happening with his body, his physical condition. And then one day he had gone into the city, and then he'd come back and he was sitting in the hall, just looked totally glum and despondent. Ajahn Amaro walked into the hall and saw him there. And immediately came up and asked him, "What's wrong? How are you doing?" And sort of give him the opportunity to speak and share whatever sort of disastrous thing had happened that day. And he started relating to Ajahn Amaro that he'd got of they'd been doing a series of tests over these previous weeks or months, and they'd the results came in today, and actually he didn't have AIDS at all. He had a very, very rare blood disorder that had somewhat similar symptoms, but was actually treatable. And so he's telling this story with giving the account of this. And Ajahn Amaro said, "Wow, isn't that good news?" And the guy said, "Yeah, I guess so, but I lost my story." that is you know, the investment, the passion for the particular story, and even if it's, you know, one of kind of disaster and imminent death, and it's a great story, and you know, it created an identity. And now he was just somebody else.